help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we have those too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Our award-winning service will help keep you on the road. So come see us or visit us at www.longbineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
KVOE News time is 8:27. It's Newsmaker 2 time here today, and we're pleased to have with us students of Sacred Heart Elementary in Emporia as we talk about the recently completed Catholic Schools Week. And we're pleased to have with us here, well, we've got a full boat in the Roger Hartsook interview room, and I'm going to start all the way down at the end. Ava Jenkins, good morning. Actually, I'm just going to introduce. So, Ava, good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good. Glad to have you. And Alex Jenkins, good morning. How are you?
Good.
Awesome. Michaela Ruiz, good morning. How's it going?
Good morning.
Glad to have you in. Brian Rodriguez, good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
All right. I'm going to swing the microphone to Fatima Moreno first.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Amazing.
Good. And Reagan Morgan, good morning. How are you?
Good.
All right. Good deal. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about here the different days of the week. So we'll swing the microphone back to Brian. And then, Michaela, we're going to kind of pair you guys up to talk a little about celebrating the parish through school uniforms and career dress day. So, Brian, I'm going to start with you. What are some of the different things that you guys did maybe for school uniforms?
We
had, like, school mass or something like that?
Yeah,
to
school mass.
Yeah?
At 10. And after school mass, we had donuts and milk. Next, we had the talent show. Magic dancing.
Ooh, talent show, cool. Donuts probably was a pretty good way to celebrate, right? Awesome, good deal. How about, Michaela, want to talk about career dress day? This was Monday's focus, so what did you guys do for that?
So for Catholic Schools Week on Monday, we went over to the parish hall and we did a rosary of the 50 states.
Oh, really?
Like being the Hail Mary.
Mm-hmm.
And
you guys also light a candle, it sounds
yeah,
like.
Yeah. Awesome. We lit an electric candle. Mm-hmm. And
so that's a pretty cool deal, though, because I haven't seen a you know, something where you had like a rosary for 50 states, one for 50 states. That's a pretty cool way to go about it. And it sounds like you also started collecting, kind of doing a food collection too.
And we just collected like cans for the
the Sacred
school,
Heart?
Yeah, the
school pantry. Cool. Good deal. Shifting over to Tuesday, Fatima, it looks like you guys were doing, well, kind of did up the hair kind of fun.
We definitely did up the hair. We also got Gambino's Pizza for lunch, and we had special movies.
Oh, yeah.
You could either watch Hercules or Monsters, Inc. It was really fun.
Which one did you pick?
Hercules.
Was it? Nice. And it sounds like, too, that you also had to kind of do a couple of different things here in your classrooms in order to watch the movie. Did you have any special things that you did for the movies?
We had to move our desks so people could lay on the ground. They used coats for, like, cushion, and some people had classroom pillows.
Okay, cool deal. Wednesday's focus, it sounds like, Alex, was Patriotic Day and jeans. So what did you do for Patriotic Day?
Yeah, so we started out the day going outside and saying the flag salute together. And we surrounded around the flag when we did it.
Okay.
And after that, we said to school motto, and then we said our morning prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, we did some stuff in the classroom, and then we had the school spelling bee.
Oh, cool. Did you take part in the school spelling bee?
Yeah.
How'd you do?
I did okay.
Did okay? It is school spelling bee time, that's for sure. And it sounds like the parents had a chance to stick around for most of it.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
And then we had adoration, and Father Carter did a special ceremony that was the
exposition.
Yeah, expedition and benediction.
Cool. And for folks that are not familiar with that, that is a very solemn time. So cool to see that. Reagan, it sounds like you guys spent Thursday with some special uniforms, you could say. What'd you guys do?
So on Thursday, we wore uniforms with silly socks and our favorite hat. And we started the day with Mass. And we said special prayers for our school and students and teachers.
Yeah.
And at 2:15 in the afternoon, Father Carter shared how he decided to become a priest. And he showed us pictures of his ordination ceremony and answered questions that we had. And we also had a scavenger hunt in the church.
Mm-hmm.
And, we had the list, and we were in the pews sitting there, and we had a list of what to look for in the church, like statues and stuff.
Oh, cool. That's a cool way to go about it. And then it sounds like the week concluded here, Ava, with Sports Teams Day. And I'm assuming there was a lot of Chiefs stuff around Sacred Heart here for the to close out the week. Yeah. Talk a little bit about what you guys did.
First, we had a special lunch for all of the teachers.
Sure.
And volunteers. And that was, us students were out during recess, and we had parents volunteer to look after us.
Yeah.
And after that, at 2, we found the winner of the food collections, and second grade won with a grand total of 262.
That's not bad. That's a good total.
Mm-mm. And since there's only 68 kids in the whole school, we thought it was pretty nice. We ended up with a total of 948.
That's almost 4 items per kid. That's not bad.
Mm-hmm. And then we got to enjoy second grade silly stringing Father Carter and Mr. Simons.
Nice.
After that, we had ice cream sundaes. And then we ended off the day with extra recess to conclude Catholic Schools Week.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like you kids had a great time last week. I'm going to have you guys think for just a couple of seconds about why you like being involved in Sacred Heart. And I'm going to let you guys think about it for a second. And I'm going to let you guys all get a chance to answer. But I wanted to put that in your brain for a second. And I'm going to start picking on you guys at random. So, Alex, I think I'm going to start with you. What is it that you like about, or what are the things that you like about being at Sacred Heart?
Some of the best things that I like about Sacred Heart is that we get 30-minute lunches, and the food is amazing. Yeah.
Hey, that's a selling point. Seriously. I remember my school food. It was not amazing, so that's that's good. All right, Fatima, how about you? What do you like about being involved in Sacred Heart?
I like going to Sacred Heart because every Thursday we get to go to Mass, and it's really cool.
Mm-hmm. You like attending? Mm-hmm. Cool. How about you, Michaela? What do you like about it?
I like about Sacred Heart that we get to, help a lot around the school, and we'll, do, recycling, and we'll, collect stuff for, donations.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll send stuff to,
Well, I know the food pantry is one of them, obviously, with what you guys had. Is that one of your main points?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. All right, let's let the microphone down to Brian. What do you like about being involved in Sacred Heart? What do you like about Sacred Heart School?
All the people are nice at Sacred Heart, and all the school can possibly...
It's okay.
They can be in the spot and be the whole school.
Cool. All right. Now, slide the microphone back to Reagan, but Ava, you're going to get to answer next. What do you like about Sacred Heart?
Like Fatima said, I like going to Mass every Thursday and adoration
mm-hmm.
every Wednesday, and just how much we get involved and stuff.
Cool. And that's the way it seems like it is. How about you, Reagan? What do you like about it?
I like the teachers because they're so nice, and they share fun stories, and they make fun jokes.
You realize I was going to ask you maybe to share one of those, but maybe that may be a little unfair. So we won't ask you to share any of the jokes unless you have one right off the bat. Nope. Okay. Good enough. Well, kids, is there anything else that you wanted to add here about either Catholic Schools Week or, you know, what you really like about Sacred Heart School before we wrap up our interview here this morning? Okay. I think that everybody's like saying no. I think we're good. Well, kids, thanks so much for coming and talking about Sacred Heart School, what you guys did last week, and the things that you like about Sacred Heart School, and you know, maybe we'll see some more fellow students and friends for you guys over at Sacred Heart Schools down the road. So thanks again for coming with us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
For having us.
Glad to have you. And again, our guests here this morning talking about Sacred Heart and their celebration of Catholic Schools Week last week. Brian Rodriguez, Reagan Morgan, Fatima Moreno, Michaela Ruiz, Alex Jenkins, and Ava Jenkins. 8:38 here on KVUE Live and Local.
Yeah, thank you much. And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Long Pine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50, driven by longpineauto.com.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. In Pontiac, Michigan, a jury today begins deliberating.